Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you're now rocking with none other than the True T right here. And tonight's episode is going to be a crazy one. So tonight's episode, we're going to deal with a sensitive topic. Okay. Now, we want to know from you guys, when is it okay to snitch? We want to know, when is it okay to snitch? So the lines are definitely open right now. 929-477-3273. And we want to start it off like this. What if you saw somebody doing something really horrible, and you thought to yourself, is it something that you would be able to just brush off, or would you be able to just act like nothing was going on? And that's the question. How do you, especially with the ones that live, you know, in the hood like myself, how do you survive? Like, you know? And we want to know what you think about that for real. Want you guys to call in right now, 929-477-3273 right now. I ain't gonna lie to you guys, I'm a little bit shaken up right now. And more so because sometimes the Lord has a funny way of showing you that, you know, things can happen at the blink of an eye, you know? So because of that, I just need y'all to be a lot more aware of what goes on around in your neck of the woods. You know, we need to know how you feel about this right now, though. So call me right now, 929-477-3273. You know, when a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't be a snitch and you shouldn't have those type of, you know, things going on or what have you, whatever the case may be. You know, I mean, personally speaking, I don't think that I have the balls enough to say anything of the sort, because I don't know what is coming down the line right now once I do, you know, such things or whatever. You know, And a lot of times we'll say something to each other like, well, it's all cool or whatever, but it's not cool. Because what happens is you put everybody else's life in danger because you want to be stupid. That don't make no sense to me, not one little bit. I mean, none whatsoever. You know? And then on top of that, you have a whole hell of a lot of people nowadays who have this whole mentality of, well, I should, you know, maybe I should go out here and rob and cheat and steal, you know? And I think that, you know, hey, that's on you. See what I'm saying? I think that's on you. That is on you. I just think that, you know, we have like a really sick fixation on what needs to happen when it comes down to just life in general. There's a lot of people right now that don't even care about, you know, their livelihood or whatever. And not even theirs, but the people that they are connected to, they don't care about their lives either. You know? So, that being the case, I just feel like things really need to change. Not only just because you're feeling some type of way or what have you, but things need to change for the better. You know? How would you feel if one of your own decided that he was going to go out here and do stupid stuff like, oh yeah, officer, I've seen it all. Really? And my thing is, once you've seen it all, and you say that you've seen it all, or what have you, what happens after the people come to you and say, what have you seen? You know? Or they come at you with a gun or something like that for them. What happens to that? I don't know. Let's bring one of our experts in right now. We got Switchblade Card in the house.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up with you? Listen, so the topic of the day is hood and snitching. When is it cool? When is
it's
it cool?
It's not. What?
Because we.
Unless there's money involved, then maybe. I'm just saying.
But, okay, so here's my thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, last night, I got a chance to sit down and watching Empire last night and seeing this whole mentality of, well, if I snitch, then it'll be cool for, like, if I snitch, everything will be great. If I snitch, I mean, who's going to tell? You feel me? Like, and I'm like, really? Is this where we at now? Is this the, you know, the age we're living in when people can just snitch and do all sorts of unnecessary stuff and they just get away with it? Something.
I think lately that's how it's going. Honestly.
The question is, though, is like, when does it go from something with just like, okay, well, you just, where it's just like something where you just are fearing for, like even if you're fearing for your life, you know? Because when I went to the place or whatever, and I saw these people, and I said to myself, huh? Like, they said to us, two things that really resonated with me, and it really pissed me off. First thing they said at the housing classes, whatever you see, unsee it. Second of all, just mind your business. Third of all, if you like to snitch,
we have our snitch hotline where you can snitch anonymously. I'm like, so you can snitch anonymous. Let's bring our other co-host in right now, for real. Skull, what's
hey.
Good?
What's good, bro?
What's up, man? What's
all
good?
Right, I got Sean with me, bro. So what's the topic for the night?
Man, the topic of the night is
I got a late man from work, man, so I didn't get to hear the topic, man. So what's the topic, bro?
No problem. The topic is hood and snitching. When is it cool to snitch?
I'm let Sean.
Is it ever cool to snitch?
Hold on.
All right, when it's good to snitch.
Yeah,
It ain't good to snitch. But I'm gonna tell you this right here. It's good to be a good protect yourself and be a good Samaritan. Hey, look, if I see an old lady, all right, look, man, put it like this, man. Most people will say this if a nigga get their kids, something happens to their kids, and say like their daughter get somebody there by her boyfriend. You're not
mm-hmm.
gonna. Most times you want to take that revenge, but if the police come to you and say what happened, most motherfuckers were like, "Oh, all right, I know what happened." Or your son get killed, or if your son get killed, or your brother get killed by somebody. You know what I'm saying? Man, you gonna have to put. I mean, say something to my man. See, the thing about us, that's what it is. Respect. Fuck all that. Let's take it real. It ain't about it's beneficial being hood. It's more about being hood because guess what? A lot of motherfuckers want to take it to the streets. They don't want to be. They rather take it. They don't want to snitch because they feel as though if they snitch, they a bitch. So they gotta take it to the hood. And when they take it to the hood, it's like I gotta get revenge on this nigga. And when you get revenge, it's a whole thing keep on coming. It's a whole repetitive thing because once you get revenge on that nigga, your family won't get revenge on you. And that's how these all these killings happening, yo.
So, yeah, and that's what
yeah,
happens.
Pretty much.
And that's what happens. And see, you know, here right now, especially here in Baltimore and out there in Cali where Switchblade is, I mean, to me, I just feel like we're living in an age
yep.
now where not only snitching is cool, but then that means that if you, because like they say, if you're a snitch, you're a bitch. I feel like people are now, like, owning being a bitch. And telling and stuff. I'm not saying though, if you see like you said, like a woman getting beat up, some. Of course you're gonna say something because you feel like even if you didn't jump in it to help, you gotta say something. But I'm talking about just randomly, just doing whatever, and you just say,
mm-hmm.
oh yeah, I saw a little Ray Ray on the corner with the rocks in his hand. See what I'm saying? Like that shit don't. I'm like, come on now. And my thing is. I had a conversation with my grandmother today, and I was explaining to her this. I said,
we got somebody else on the line, bro. He want to talk to you, bro.
Okay, go ahead. Put him in.
Y'all talking about snitching and all this shit, right?
Yeah.
I played the fifth. You feel me? Now I'm a family man. You feel me?
Right.
Like, you mm-hmm. out the street. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to snitch. You don't want to be no bitch and everything, looking in the eye of everybody else. They calling you a snitch and a bitch and this and that there. But when you're a family man now, you want to be with your family. You cut all
exactly.
the ties and all that outside shit.
That's right.
You feel me?
Yes.
So you got some things. So niggas call me a bitch now or whatever, but I'm looking for my family. I'm looking out for myself now. That shit now is old. That shit done. So you can call me a bitch and a thing for snitching, but I'm looking at the end of the day. My family comes first than anything else. Cause
that's right.
Your family's supposed to come first.
Y'all not paying my bills. Y'all not looking for my family.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like,
right.
Ain't nobody going to help you but yourself and the family that you with.
Right.
So if somebody see me, you feel me, like fighting with somebody and like, I call the police. Why you call the police? Now I'm a bitch. Oh, no. I ain't a bitch. I'm looking out for my family. See.
And
you know
see, that's the thing right there when it's
mm-hmm.
a difference between looking mm-hmm. out for your family because there's not a lot of family oriented men out here.
And
I respect you on that.
When I was out there doing that, okay, I looked at them like my family. But in the day, they not paying your bail. They not going to help you.
Not at all.
And they not going to do, they just looking at you, oh, how much the bail? They going to go to your family, how much the bail? They ain't going to put nothing to the bail. They not going to pay you for your little commissary.
No.
But
they're going to leave your ass right there. Right there.
And the thing
they're gonna leave your ass right in there for him.
It's a whole different ball game. These young motherfuckers, man. I'm 31. I don't got time for the bullshit no more. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing out here for me. It's nothing out here.
Right. But
and
see now,
the nigga that you selling with, that you think your best friend, and when he get locked up, because he don't, I bet you his family wanna testify against you because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to get her son out of jail, not you.
Right.
So
right.
The day,
see, there it is.
It's just yourself.
Oh, he's saying too many words. He's talking too much.
There it is. And guess what? And that's this is the reason why. See, and because you know that we live in this whole drug culture where just because your family, your father, your mom, or somebody in your family didn't give you no love, you think that the street niggas out there, they leave your ass rotten in jail, and they cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
They cool with
that.
So when you hear a person that's been out there in that game, and he's telling you the truth, like, I mean, they don't care about you. They will testify against you quick, like, shit, of course he did it.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm saying we got to wake up. We have to wake up. And a lot of the guys that are out there, they don't want to wake up because they, you know, they're cool doing it because they feel like they're like a god out there in the streets.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, and it's bad.
The first
one
to die.
It's nothing.
Because
like I said, I was out in the street. You know what I'm saying? So I had my son when I was 21. And don't get me wrong, I ain't proud to say I was outside. You feel me? It was just that I never got caught. I never got caught or doing anything.
Right.
But by me being with everybody else and watching them do what they do and they was always getting caught, I said, man, because one, you letting too many people know what you're doing. You being out in the street and getting yourself caught up by selling the same person twice. That's their problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't want the same person twice.
Wow.
Right.
See?
You feel me? So they get caught up. They get stand up. Now they looking for a homeboy to save them. I'm not going to help you because that's just my opinion. I'm not going to help you because I never set with you. You feel me?
The thing is that that shows how you matured into a man instead of, you know, reverting back into that little boy, you know, type of mentality. But that's the thing. And that's why I'm saying that we need brothers like yourself to go out there that's been in there and get these young guys before they make a mistake. Because the thing is, you are fortunate not to get caught doing that. But see, the thing is, because that was God telling you, he got a better plan for you. Straight.
That's right.
And my thing is, I learned from being around older people. Always said, you always hear them say, I always get caught by sitting with my homeboy. And they always tell you, you don't have no homeboys because they're not going to, at the end of the day, when you grow up and get older, they're not going to be there.
Mm-mm.
If they do be there, they the ones that's really stuck up with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They made that choice. You remember, you made your choice when you wanted to go out on the street. You yourself and I made that choice.
That's right.
Exactly.
Nobody made
the
choice.
And that's the truth. You made the choice. And a lot of people die in making that choice because they're not seeing the other side. They're seeing the fast cars and the women and stuff. And so they're not seeing the other side of it. And see, that's why I would say to rappers out here too, and entertainers, like if you're going to show, if you're going to rap about and sing about and talk about their life, do both sides of it. Don't just say, oh, I had the fast cars and the bitches and hoes. And no, talk about times when you got shot at because the dude thought that you stole his stash. Talk about that part. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I thank him for calling in because we need to hear that, you know. And we need to – that's why
that.
That's what I like about the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we, you know, we definitely like when people call in or whatever and really just let us know what it really is. And what he's saying is the truth. Like, you know, when you go out here – when you go out here and you see – 2 and 3 and 4 guys here and there out there every day. This is what they chose to do. This is a lifestyle for them. You can't knock a person. You can't knock a person for what they want to do. You can say, well, I could pray that you don't do that, you know, at all, or get better, or get a better sense of direction a whole bit for real. But I mean, you know, I don't know, like it's just a better thing though. Speaking of better, let's play our word exclusive right here from Big Chase of the Splash Boys featuring Me Genuine, Bobby Bills, and Spazzo. This right here is what we was talking about. It's called Work.
I'm looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, rack the riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like I stepped out. Gotta put a what? Word. Gotta put a what?
Yeah.
So fly, so fresh, like I stepped out.
Gotta put it work, man, these niggas think I'm playing. Splash Boys feature with the global, man, we playing every track, every radio. Just that crazy flow, from the 410, bumping in the East Coast. From the start to the finish, cash money, fuck the friend. I'ma keep it going in, I'ma keep it till you win to the very end. But this shit ain't never gonna end. Splash Boys, pass it to my brother, Genuine. Whoa,
fuck the Sanchez, bitch, grab your tan pack. Fuck so long, Splash Boy got anthrax. What you know about Spazzo in the round table? Showing niggas brotherly love. Like Cain and Abel asked me for life, and I ain't talk about Nicky. Talk about generating others' realness. Who with me? And our team is deeper than Woodstock and Wu-Tang. And fuck your man, this bitch. We got hip hop, that's our boo thing.
I'm looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, break the riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a step dad. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a step dad.
Yo, say no names, but get at them. I rain on lanes like so whack them. Play no games with ducks quacking. Lay them on the pavement, puddles stay splashing. Rolling on them, quick fast, flash magnum, nickel plated. Y'all hate that I'm fantastic. So delusional, thinking that they had a chance. I'm with your bitch in the dance, and we ain't holding hands.
I built a dynasty, my team will live forever. A madman with a plan, we'll put together. Y'all haters should be honored by the greatness. My niggas brain is real, where y'all present the fakeness. You damn right, your boy feel a little cocky. That's faith in my team, we put in work rocky. Splash Boy is more than just a team. We a movement, a dream like Martin Luther King.
I'm
looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, work the riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a stepdad. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a stepdad. I'm looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, work the riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business.
that right there was Work by Big Chase featuring Genuine, Bobby Bills, and Spazzo. Yes. What you think about that banger right there?
Oh, my. That's all I can say.
Yes, sir. So, I'm going to tell you like this. We need to... There's not a lot of people that I know anyway that are down for holding people down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, most of the time when they do, when you're out there, and it doesn't even have to be on the block. I mean, hell, you could be in the corporate office. You could be working at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with a block. The block is symbolizes you grinding. But I guarantee you right now, if that's not your real friend, they will leave your ass right on the side of the road. And you be looking stupid as shit. Like, yo, damn, yo. I didn't even know froze like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? So just be mindful of the friends that you have and the company that you keep. That's it. You know? So we're going to jump into one more song for real. This is an exclusive unreleased track that'll be on my Greatest Hits album. Stay tuned for that. This song is called Daddy's Love. Let's go.
This is right here. It's only something for you. Only for you. Yeah. Look, I remember when your mama told me that you was supposed to be born, but you died right in her tummy. So I wanna tell you firsthand that I promise you, baby girl, I was a man that was gonna stand up and take care of you. Even though your mama was shady, they didn't do nothing to. But I know that she probably had a little bit of love in her heart and soul. So that means that me and her could have made something so beautiful. And I know, girl, you are so beautiful. And you remind me of Kanye's Nori. So I'm over here trying to tell you a story. Cause when you were conceived, maybe not out of lust, maybe just out of love. I don't know what was up. But you know, I would have loved you till the day I died. And that's the reason why for you, girl, I gotta try. I gotta make sure that everything up in my heart is just for you, girl. I'm from the very start. And if I ever fall in love with somebody again, I guarantee it, I see you, cause you're my best friend. I miss you. I never got a chance to say nothing to you, you know what I'm saying? So daddy loves you. Yeah, you my sweet angel.
That right there was Daddy's Love by me, for real. What you think about that? That right there was Daddy's Love for me, Genuine. That right there is going to be on my Greatest Hits album. I'm hoping that you guys felt that for us, if that was actually a true story. Switchblade. Probably got little technical difficulties going on right now, but I definitely want to tell everybody that, you know, I love each and every one of you guys, for real, you know. And I'm glad that we're able to bring something real to the table, something that people can actually feel or what have you. And I just want to tell you guys that we will be back tomorrow. We're going to have the Friday recap where we're going to recap all the crazy and amazing stories that had took place over the week or whatever. Also, hopefully, we will have a brand new single off of that album I'm going to tell you guys about, for real. And so that's what that is right there. And we want to say, you know, send our condolences right now out to one of the lead anchors of CBS News. And, you know, it was, to me, it was sadder, honestly speaking, I think more so because hearing about him passing away was just like, wow, for real. And, you know, I just say, you know, at least you could say that when it came down to it, Marley Safer had definitely a long life. You know, he died at the age of 84 or what have you. And so, yeah, I mean, and these are people who really shaped television, you know. So, yes, I mean, he, like I say, he died after a week of retiring. So, I mean, you never know. And, you know, and I really, you know, what was crazy about this is, huh?
Oh, nothing, I'm not bad.
You know what's crazy about, I was talking to somebody a couple years back, and they were saying that a lot of people pass away after they start working because, you know, because you've been so active through your whole entire life, and then you stop. And all of a sudden, it's just like, well, what to do now? And some people say, well, I'll be good. I'll just chill right here and go on vacation. Next thing you know, you know, I'm like, damn. But sometimes that happens. Sometimes that absolutely happens. And so, but yeah, we want to send our condolences to Marley Safer and his family and his friends, co-workers and everything. And definitely, I mean, he did his thing. Switchblade.
Yeah.
So did you get a chance to hear the last track?
I think I heard pieces and then another call and then things happened and stuff.
Got you. Well, I want you to hear this track because this track is going to be on my Greatest Hits album.
Yeah, Greatest Hits album.
Yes, I'm going to have a Greatest Hits album coming out very soon.
What?
As soon as I...
What?
Oh, well...
No, I'm just playing.
Well,
let me...
you
know,
so
we'll be
right funny.
I mess with you. I know I am, aren't I?
I know.
I get you all the time. It's okay. You slow.
All the time.
Okay.
And it never fails. And I always fall for it. I don't understand. But the Greatest Hits album,
so,
I don't understand why. I don't know why I fall for that. But the Greatest Hits album will be out. I know. I can't help it. But yeah. So
just send it to me, you know.
Well, no, I'm going to play it right now for you.
I didn't ask you to.
I'm going to play it again because I can and I will, Nicole.
Don't do that.
But yeah, so the Greatest Hits album is going to be called The Making of a Man. The Making of a Man.
You know that's not talking
that's
about you.
Motherfucker, you. I was trying to be nice here, and you just make you want to sneeze. You make you want to sneeze acid on your body. But anyway, we want to thank our new possible co-host, Solar J Banks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's good to have outspoken people. Now, this song here is called Daddy's Love, and like I said, it's going to be one of the unreleased tracks. I'm going to have a lot of unreleased tracks that I never released for one reason or another. And so, yeah. And it's a real song. I decided not to write fictional shit. I'd rather write something real. All right, so here it is. Once again, Daddy's Love.
This is right here. It's only something for you. Only for you. Yeah. Look, I remember when your mama told me that you was supposed to be born, but you died right then in her tummy. So I wanna tell you firsthand that I promise you, baby girl, I was a man that was gonna stand up and take care of you. Even though your mama was shady, they didn't do nothing to. But I know that she probably had a little bit of love in her heart and soul. So that means that me and her could have made something so beautiful. And I know, girl, you are so beautiful. And you remind me of Kanye's Nori. So I'm over here trying to tell you a story. Cause when you were conceived, maybe not out of lust, maybe just out of love. I don't know what was up. But you know, I would have loved you till the day I died. And that's the reason why for you, girl, I gotta try. I gotta make sure that everything up in my heart is just for you, girl. I'm from the very start. And if I ever fall in love with somebody again, I guarantee I'll see you, cause you're my best friend. I miss you. I never even got a chance to say nothing to you, you know what I'm saying? So Daddy loves you. Yeah, you my sweet angel.
All right, that,
oh, that's
right
so,
there was,
that was so pretty.
Yeah.
It's emotional, but very pretty song.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, we don't get a chance.
Now everybody's gonna, whoever's listening, gonna start asking questions.
Oh, they will kiss asses. No, but it's a true story, and you know, we don't get a chance to choose, you know, who we could possibly have children with or whatever. And yeah, so, I mean, that's it, you know. Anybody want to know
what I'm telling.
Yeah. So
media takeout, I'm telling.
You know what would be funny? If you should really put that on media takeout just to see who believe that shit. No, I'm saying seriously, because, I mean, it's a true story, so you should get it out there. Like,
I'm going to see if I can write it up enough and make up somebody.
Yeah,
I'm going to make up a female.
Let's put it up there. Because, I mean, it's a true story. And the female that it occurred with is real, and, yeah.
Maybe I could, if I can soup it up enough, maybe it can be with Black China, I'm just saying. So anyway, maybe we should just go ahead and end the show and go ahead. Just saying.
So, oh, you're so assholeish. And yeah, because me and her have to talk about how we're going to take C4 and go to Donald Trump's house and figure out how to detonate it. I didn't graduate college. So I don't know. Maybe, but she did though. So maybe we can figure that out. But anyway, so
I don't know.
We're gonna go.
Yeah.
We are.
Maybe
you
can adopt us or something.
What?
Huh?
The first time if he ever in life tried to adopt me, I'd be the nigga that ran away from him. Like,
well, you better get paid
first. I'd be the first nigga ever to just run. Just he'd be like, where are you going? I'd be like, I'm running for your ass.
Well,
I don't want to know what that nigga's like. That nigga crazy. But anyway, I said, go onto your Facebook page. I changed the name of it. I did a Kanye West trap, and I changed the name of it to Makings of MC, because Makings of a Man sounds crazy as crap. But anyway, look at it for real. I'm posting it right now. Okay, and we want to say that we are happy that you guys got a chance to call in to the show today. Shout out to Skola J. Banks, Pretty Cotta. Well, that's good, man. You already know who that is.
Okay.
Switchblade Cotta,
You already know what it is.
That's right.
Yeah. She has to go home then because she has to go back to hibernation.
That's okay. Having a baby by Black China, you know that baby gonna be confused. But anyway.
Let's
go ahead and
Yeah, she is, because she's going to figure out how does she have two eyes, two toes. Anyway, not my fault. She's like a ninja. Not my fault. Black Town looked like a Ninja Turtle. I was going to hit it on the thing. Anyway, guys.
This is true.
Night,
it's true, though.
Good night. We need, by the way, we need Switchblade to log on Facebook right now, because I just posted it, and I sent it to your inbox. So log into it right now. And guess, you know what time it is due now? We're about to pause.
I don't know.
You know how we do it. I'm JUM. Who are you, baby? Who are you?
Switchblade.
All right. And for Pretty Carter and Scola J. Banks, we are the True Team, and we're coming live to you very soon. Stay tuned, or else. And I mean it, or else. Let's party. You ready?
Yes.
Ready to party?
Yeah, let's go.